And we're in the middle of the Geras HaKodesh Perek Chof Vov. The Alter Rebbe is coming up now with the answer and the interpretation in the words of the Raya Mehemna, that what the Raya Mehemna means. The Raya Mehemna never meant to say that Torah, the halachas that we learn, are from the Eitz Hadas. All what he meant to say was that the items that we learn about are from the Eitz Hadas. Because all the items in this world, the permissible things, there are some things that are asur, there's some things that are mutar. And the difference between asur and mutar is because asur means that it's tied by the klippas, you can't elevate it. Not in the weekday, not on Shabbos, we'll see, there's various different. But that's asur. Mutar means you can elevate it. That's the items, what we are learning about. That's the isur and the heter, what is permissible, what's not permissible. That comes from the Eitz Hadas, Toiv Ra. There's Toiv and there's Ra, there's both. They get their chayis. But the study about them, that's level of Malchus, that's Atzilus, that's Kedusha. We're not talking about this study. Right? I remember talking about this study. So let's see inside. Ach be'emes, but in the truth, kishetedagdeg beloshin, raim hemna delil. When you are going to be careful and look into the words of the raim hemna that I mentioned before, he says like this, quote, v'ilono de toivara di yisur v'heter chulu. The tree of toivara, eitz adas toivara, which is yisur v'heter chulu. So that yisur v'heter is the tree of the Eitz Hadas. V'lo yomar toiras Yisur v'heter. He doesn't say it's a teaching about Yisur v'heter. He's talking about the Yisur v'heter, what you're learning about. Not that the teaching, the study that you're learning about, as the Alter Rebbe is going to say in a minute, is from Atzilus, is holy, is the Torah. But it's talking about Yisur, the Eitz Hadas, Toivara, is the Yisur v'heter. Or he doesn't say also, Yisur v'heter is Ilana the Toivara. He doesn't say that the Toivara is the laws of Yisur v'heter. He doesn't say that. So what does this mean that the items are Yisur v'heter? What he means to say is the guf dover ha Yisur v'dover ha mutar. That the body of the item that is Osur, the bottom of the item that is mutar, what we're discussing about, who mi ilana the Toivara, that comes from the Eitz Hadas, which is Toiv and Ra. Shu klipas noiga kameshikosu beitz chayim. The Eitz Hadas is the clip of noiga as it's brought down the Eitz Chayim. That part of it is asur, that part of it is mutar, the body of it. Some things are asur, means tied down, and some things are mutar, because the meaning of asur and mutar actually represents their connection to klippas, because asur means v'zehu loshen asur. This is the language of asur. Shehaklipa sheira olof, that the klippa rests on it. Ve'ne yochal alis lemayla kedover hamutar, and it's not able to go up above as something which is mutar, which is untied. This is tied. I mean, the klippa is on there. You can't bring it up. What does mutar mean? Dahainu she'ene kosher v'asur beklippa, means that he's not tied and incarcerated and tied up by the klippa. That means mutar, and that means asur. So what happens? Something which is mutar, a person can elevate. V'yuchel lalis al yidei ha'odom ha'ichle bekavon el Hashem. So when you have intention for Hashem, for the purpose of Hashem, the Rambam, we just learned at the beginning, everything you do, you're eating for the purpose of Hashem, to serve the Eibishter. So you can elevate it, it's mutter. Same thing is, sometimes you don't learn the fetish for that. You know, you didn't have a specific kavana, but you're serving the Eibishter. So what happens with the food that you eat when you serve the Eibishter? And then with the power that you got from that eating, you are able to learn and you are able to daven for Hashem. It turns out that what created those letters of Torah and Tefillah, how did you make about the Tefillah? Those letters of Torah and Tefillah go up to the Eberstein. That parcha le'ela, they go up to Hashem. How did they come about? Where did you have the koyach to say those words, Torah tefillah? That comes mikoyach hanivrer ma'amaychalahu. That's from the power that has been sorted out from that food. You took the spark, you took the energy, that invigorated you, gives you the physical koyach, you're able to speak words of Torah tefillah that goes up to Hashem. Now, during the weekday, in order for it to go up, we need to actually eat the food, l'shem shamayim, or later on when we daven with it, it goes up l'shem shamayim. But sometimes eating food itself is a mitzvah, like on Shabbos, is a tiny mitzvah. So then we don't even have to have it l'shem shamayim, then the actual eating of the food itself becomes the mitzvah, because at that point the whole level of klipas noiga is elevated, so you don't have to sort of work it up to bring it up, just by the person eating becomes a mitzvah, the tainuk, v'zehu b'chol. That is during the weekday when you need to have the dam abo b'shabes sheyesh alizah leklipas noiga ba'atzma. That the klipas noiga itself, there is an elevation to it. Im achitzonis b'chol ha'olam is together with the externality of all the worlds. Everything goes up, becomes on a higher level on the day of Shabbos. Lachein mitzvah lechol b'kol tanugim b'shabes. Then it becomes a mitzvah. Everything becomes mutter. It becomes mutter at that time, not only l'shem shamayim because it goes up, but it becomes mutter. It's a mitzvah to eat in Shabbos. U'l'harbez b'bosr v'yayin, and to increase meat and wine. Afshe b'chol nikra zoyla v'sofer. In the weekday, he would be called a zoyla v'sofer, a glutton, somebody who fresses and who eats. Because what are you drinking? The bosr v'yayin. Bosr v'yayin is zoyla bosr v'sofer yayin, as the pasuk says. So this is all what means mutter. So mutter, either you elevate it through your davening, or on Shabbos, when everything is elevated ready, it goes up, it becomes a mitzvah, it goes up to Hashem. What means asur? Masha'enkim b'dvar isur, if you have a matter which is prohibited. So say you eat something chas v'sholem that's not kosher, and you daven later on with it, can't elevate it. She'ena yochel lalus. Not on Shabbos, not on the weekday. Even if he's going to daven and learn with the koyach, you got the energy, and you're learning with that energy, it's not going to help you. Not on Shabbos, and not on Yom Tov. Not on the weekday. Unless he eats it for saving his life, when then our sages have permitted it, and when I say heter, then it becomes permissible gomor, or completely heter, which means at that point it's okay, then you can move it up, then you can move it, because it becomes, there's no more isur then. But normally, if it's not a pikuach nefesh, it's isur, it's tied down. So this is what is the status of the food, of the gashmis, the things that you use. But the study, abel alimud b'toyroh, but when we talk about studying Torah, even if you're studying the laws of Isur Veheter Tum Vetara, Shehem HaMishnah Yisur Braisa Shebe Gemara, which are the Mishnah and the Braisa and the Gemara. And then you have a Poiskim HaMavarim U'Mavarim Divreim Lalachol Maisa, and you learn the codifiers who explain and sort out their words, how the Dursa Maisa, so you learn Shulchan Aruch, you learn Aloch, you learn the Poskim. Hein Hein Gufei Torah Shebal Peh. Those become the body of the oral Torah. They're not klipas. Those that become the body of the Torah. Shehi sviras malchus d'atzilus. That is the level of malchus of atzilus. The Torah Shabbat Pekid. Yisro b'zoyer ha-kodesh b'mekayim yisrei mispar. As in we find in the Holy Zohar in endless amount of places. No number to the places where we find that. U'bereish tikunim. And then you see in the beginning of the tikkunim, of the tikkuni zoyer, it says there, malchus peh, teire shabal peh korin lo. What is malchus, the level of malchus, sviris ha-malchus, and we call it malchus peh, because the level of dibur, of peh, malchus, is teire shabal peh korin lo. That's what we call teire shabal peh, that's the level of malchus. So if we're saying that this is the level of malchus, this has nothing to do with klipas noiga, nothing to do with Eitz Hadas, because in Malchus, in Atzilus, over there is the Ein Sof, Hashem and the Dot, but Atzilus, Yivu Garmo Yichad Bohen. Over there, Hashem and his Kalim, which means Malchus is really one, so there is Ein Sof over there, in the level of Atzilus. The Hainu Shoyer, what does it mean, Yivu Garmo Yichad? The Hainu Shoyer, Yisro Baruch Hu Misyached, Ba Atzilus, B'Tachas HaYichud. that Hashem unites Himself in Atzilus in total unity. He's there. Which is, what does it mean? That Hashem and His will and His wisdom, which are dressed up in Dibur and Malchus. So what Hashem wants, Hashem, the essence of Hashem, Shenikra Malchus, Hakalecha, it's all considered one. And therefore, this is Limud HaTorah, this is Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Torah Shebaal Peh is not lacking in any level of the greatness. It's actually, that's Malchus the Atzilus, which has the Ein Sof over there. And as we'll continue later on.